Welcome back to another podcast here. So, I know it's been a while since I've last made a recording, but I wanted to go ahead and talk about anxiety when you first start a job. Yep, I know, starting a new job, it is obviously anxiety-provoking. Even to anyone who doesn't really suffer with severe anxiety, it's still a nerve-wracking thing because it's your first day, you're there with new people, you have a new job, either you know what you're doing or you don't know. But as far as like you're getting a job that's completely different than one that you had before, or you're getting a completely new job. I don't know if I repeated myself, but whatever, you get the point. So you're starting a new job, right? So let's say you're starting a new freaking job. That's, first of all, that's amazing. That's awesome. That's a new opportunity to be able to just enhance skills that you may have, or just have more to develop more skills that you didn't have. So you have a new job, which is great. Honestly, there's some people who can't even go to an interview, and I've been there. I've said no to going to an interview. Like, I haven't said no, but I just didn't show up to interviews because it was too much for me to handle at that moment. And so I totally understand. Like, you're like, you know what, you set up the interview, you're like, you're so ready, but then the day of, you just don't go because your mind is so powerful and your body that it doesn't allow you to get there. So let's say you went to the interview, though. You fucking went at it, you were awesome, you connected with your supervisor, and it was a great interview, you got the job. And now you start tomorrow. Self-sabotage is very different in every person. Let's say you really want the job. Let's say you really want to go into the stores and start your new job, right? You want to get paid. You want to be interacting with other people. You wanna hustle, right? But your anxiety is so severe that it's really hard to think about going in your first day, right? And the sole purpose of this podcast is because you have severe anxiety. So let's say it's your first day is tomorrow. Okay. Do whatever it is that you enjoy, whatever it is that you enjoy, be with the people that make you happy, be with the people that make you feel comfortable the day before your start day, if you can. I mean, if you can. If not, you can still get there, but I'm just saying it helps a little bit if you're with the people that, you know, that make you feel comfortable the day before. So let's say it's the day before, just enjoy and not try not to think about it so much. Let's say you start in the morning. Try so hard to not think about it. Let's say, okay, you love scary movies. Watch a scary movie with your friend, with your significant other, with your siblings. Like, watch something or like do something that will kind of distract you of those feelings. Because the more you think about it, the more you feed into that anxiety, the more you'll be more likely to not go. The more you fuel, or the more, I don't know how to explain this, but like the more you think about it, the more likely you're not gonna go. So that's the first thing. Like, that's like before the actual day that you have to go in. Try not to think about it. And if you do, because you will, Think about this. First, this is a new opportunity. It's a new opportunity for you to learn, for you to grow, for you to make money. It's the base of your life and income. I know money doesn't buy happiness, but money does pay bills, right? And just think about it as an opportunity. Second, people on the first day of school, let's say on the first day of school, right? First day of school, first day of college, first day of first day of anything, you're bound to be nervous. You're bound to have those feelings. No matter if you do have anxiety or not, you're bound to feel nervous and have second thoughts and have like just so many thoughts running through your head, right? It's bound to happen. But you're still gonna go there and show up and hustle. Literally. You're just gonna still go in there and make your paycheck. If you don't push yourself to get to the place where you're working at, then it's just gonna keep getting into a cascade of not being able to do what you're kind of supposed to do. You're supposed to work, right? You're supposed to make some type of income so you can live your life. So if you keep saying no to all of these offers, or you keep holding yourself back, you're never gonna actually grow. You're never gonna give yourself the opportunity to overcome that anxiety. Never. The more you feed into it, the more you say no, the more you're feeding into it to become even more severe. An example of this is, I was able to work at a job where I had to sell people glasses, sell people contacts, verify insurances, talk to the whole family, explain the whole insurance plan, go back and forth with prices, just a lot of face-to-face communication, a lot of personality there. It went from doing that to me not being able to go to an interview. Why? Because I kept shutting down doors, and that just fed into my anxiety. So, if you have that day, you got the job, you got that offer, you got that opportunity, you owe it to yourself to go in there. You owe it to yourself to overcome those trembling hands, those sweaty palms, that aching back, that feeling of like warmth in your body all over, the feeling of tension clenching your jaw. You owe it to yourself to not feel this way. You want to not feel this way. It's isolating to feel this way. So how do you do that? Practice making better. I was going to say perfect, but nope. No one's perfect in this world. You have to practice and practice in order to overcome that. the people coming into work who have been there, let's say, for a year, they still get nervous or, like, sometimes, like, mess up things and, like, things happen. It's human nature to mess up or to be nervous. It's when it's so severe that you can't get to where you want to go because your body and your mind are just suffocating the shit out of you, that they're telling you that this is dangerous, but in reality, it's not. So, get out there, show up on your first day, show up every day, give it a try. There's always times where you don't like a company, and then you decline after being there for at least 3 months. But you give it a try. At least you were there. But anyways, I kind of went on a little bit of a rant. There's a lot that goes into it. Not just like, there's a lot of physical things that go into anxiety, right? I know that. And I'm just here to help in whatever way that I can, because I know how isolating anxiety makes you feel. I really do. So anyways, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. If you guys do want to follow me on my social media, actually, you can find me on Instagram as Steph _1435. Steph is spelled as STEF _1435. If not, you can find me on Snapchat, Steph 1435. It has no _, whatever it's called. The little line that's like freaking at the bottom. So, anyways, I'll catch you guys on the next one. And I wish you luck. Show up on your first day. It's gonna feel nerve-wracking. That's okay. But still go in there and be the best version that you can be. Now I have to unlock my phone and stop the podcast. All right. Okay. Bye.